أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إني لا أملك لكم ضرا ولا رشدا. قل إني لن يجيرني من الله أحد ولن أجد من دونه ملتحدا. Yesterday in the previous ayat we read that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he only calls on Allah Ta'ala, that is Tawheed in its completion and perfection, and that he does not associate any partner to Allah Ta'ala, and that is what we also have to endeavor and strive for and reach there, that we have Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala as far as the Zaat, the being of Allah is concerned. We only believe in one Allah. Then all the sifat of Allah, all the attributes and all the names of Allah, nobody else possesses them as Allah Ta'ala possesses them. And then the huquq, the rights which Allah Ta'ala has, only Allah has those rights and nobody else has such rights over us as what Allah Ta'ala has got. And then after that, in the af'al, that Allah alone is the doer of everything. That reality has to dawn into us and we have to accept it fully from the deep crevices of our heart. Further, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which is an explanation further of the basic tawheed and oneness of Allah, قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ دَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. To get mere ikhtiyar mein nahi tumhara bura aur na raah par lana. O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, announce and say this also, that I do not possess any harm for you. I cannot cause any harm to you. That is also not in my control and in my possession. Wala rashada, and neither have I got in my control your hidayat. Hidayat also is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Nafa nuqsan, benefit and harm, is also only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody else can harm a person or can benefit a person. Nobody can give hidayat to a person. The effort can be made, but hidayat is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and we have to realize that firmly. We have to make all the effort for hidayat, but hidayat is not in our hands. As Allah Ta'ala clearly said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot give hidayah to whom you want to, and it is only for whom we grant and go, and we give hidayah, the tawfiq of hidayah, only that person gets hidayah. So a person must be fully, have that also fully, make all the effort of deen, and remember we cannot harm anyone and neither can we give hidayah to anyone. قُلْ إِنِّي لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٍ. To get mujh ko na bachayega Allah ke haath se koi. And also announce and say this to the people, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nobody can save me from Allah Ta'ala. If I have to, na'uzu billah, which is an impossibility practically, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not fulfill his duties, and that Allah had commanded him, and this was a great, great responsibility, that the commands of Allah must be conveyed to the people, and especially at that time when idol worship was the order of the day, and nobody could dream of anything else besides idol worship. In such an environment, to go and proclaim Tawheed and Risalat, that is, I have to convey the message of Allah Ta'ala, this was a very, very heavy and great task. But not fearing anyone whatsoever, knowing that Allah Ta'ala is my creator, sustainer, he controls not only my matters, but the matters of everyone, and he has ordered me that I must convey this message. And in fact, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the greatest messenger and Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, so for him to complete and fulfill that mission, that also had to be to that level. So he said that nothing whatsoever can stop me from that, because I know that if I have to just one little bit and Allah has to take me to task, nobody can save me from Allah Ta'ala. And also with this conviction that Allah Ta'ala is everywhere all the time. Allah has got control over everything. So I must not turn away from Allah in the least bit, and neither in my duty of fulfilling the commands of Allah, and here particularly the command of Risalat and conveying the message of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا اور نہ پاؤں گا اس کے سوا کہیں سرک رہنے کو جگہ. And I cannot find anywhere a place that I can escape from Allah. If I'm here now and then I want to escape and go somewhere else, and with this that Allah won't find me, is totally out of the question. Nowhere can a person go where Allah can't find him. Allah has got full, complete control of the entire universe. No man can get anywhere where and escape from Allah Ta'ala. Neither in this dunya and out of the question in the qabr and on the day of Qiyamah. Nobody can escape from Allah. If we realize this also at our level, then we will fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala also accordingly. That Allah is our creator. He is our sustainer. He is the one in whose control is everything. And He has ordered us that we must obey Him. We must fulfill His commandments. And if we don't, then Allah can take us severely to task. Of course, Allah is most merciful. Allah has got the greatest clemency and He gives a lot of respite. But that does not mean that Allah hasn't got control over us. Allah can take us to task in this very dunya also. Then in the qabr, of course, a person knows he can go nowhere. And nobody will go with him in his qabr, but his a'mal, only good and bad a'mal will be there. And on the day of Qiyamah also, where all the people will be gathered, but nobody can escape from Allah Ta'ala. Allah has got full control of a person. This conviction, if it is in our hearts, then easily it will be for us to observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, no matter what people are saying about us, or how much they are going in a different direction, whatever modernism there can be, whatever people want to water down deen and make it a very light affair. But if a person has got this reality, he will never ever turn away from Allah in the least. But may Allah give us tawfiq.